It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you're excited to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your day, like we normally do. I want you to take a second to just appreciate this King of Glory, the one who has made it possible for us to be living and breathing this morning. So if you are grateful for the gift of life, I want you to take a second of your time to just say, Abba, we are grateful. Abba, we are thankful and we do not take this special gift for granted. If you're new to the show, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to learn and hear the Word of God, where we get to sit at the Master's feet and learn something new, because what is our day without a dose of the Word of God? And if you are a frequent listener, I want to welcome you back to another episode. So go ahead and share this link. Tell somebody to tell somebody that it is time to learn from the Master's feet. Remember that Mary never took this moment for granted. She never took it for granted. She always knew the essence of learning from the Master. And that is why this episode is proudly brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on our devotion, we normally make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, who is the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you and I want to say a very beautiful morning to you. So regardless of where you are listening to me from, regardless of the time you are listening to this, it will definitely enrich your soul. Today is the 20th day in the month of June 2024. And it's a beautiful Thursday. We'll be looking at a topic today that says nothing is Eden. Nothing is Eden. Our hymn for today we're taking from our Open Heaven Manual, from hymn 10, In Christ Alone. In Christ Alone. A memory verse will be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. A memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 7 verse 1 to 22. Are you with your Bibles now? Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 7 verse 1 to 22. And it says, But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took the accursed things, So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now, Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary at all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, Lord, why have you brought this people over to the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us all that we have been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan? O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?" So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Is Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of their cursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy their cursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow,' because thus say the Lord God of Israel, 'There is an accursed thing in your midst. O Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed things from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe with the Lord shall come according to families, and the family with the Lord takes shall come by household. And the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man. Then it shall be that he who has taken the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel." So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the clan of Judah, and he took the family of Zerahites, and he brought the family of Zerahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. Then he brought his household man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah was taken. Now Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils of a beautiful Babylon garment 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them, and there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it. So Joshua sends messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our open heaven today says, I was invited by a chief several years ago to pray for him because he was sick. I asked him if he was born again, and he said yes. This made me very happy, and I assured him that he would get well. I prayed, but nothing happened. I sent two of my prayer champions to his house to stay there. They fasted and prayed for him for 7 days. Still, the man got worse. Then I decided to fast and pray for 21 days for the man. That was when God spoke, Son, it is good to fast, but if it is for this man, it will not get well. I responded, This man said he is your son. Why don't you want to heal him? Then he told me to ask the chief 7 questions. The next time I went to visit him, I said, Chief, God told me to ask you some questions. He told me to go ahead. Before I finished asking all the questions, he knew that his secrets had been exposed. I thought he would repent so we could pray together for God to heal him. But he told me never to visit him again. Is there anything that you think has been hidden away that you don't want anyone to find out about? The word of God says in the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 17, For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. God knows the secret things that individuals might have, and if they refuse to confess and repent of them, he can decide to reveal them in such a way that they will be disgraced. The fact that sin is hidden does not mean that its consequences are also hidden. The word of God is clear. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 21 says that no sinner will go unpunished. If you are hiding any sin, my advice to you is that you confess them to God and repent of them immediately to avoid their consequences. We have a great promise from God that if we confess our sins and forsake them, he will forgive us. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13. If you have secret sins, you have a choice today to either continue in them and suffer their consequences, or confess and forsake them so you can have God's mercy. Choose wisely. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, if there are secret sins in your life, confess and forsake them today. If there are secret sins in your life, confess and forsake them today. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If this has blessed you, You can also be a blessing to somebody. To view more of our Open Heaven devotionals, you can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you'll see past and present Open Heaven devotional. Click on the share button and share with somebody. You can also download and subscribe. I do hope and I pray that we get to meet again at the Master's feet. Remember, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Till we meet again, remain blessed.
This is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns. Here in the power.